Hello, and welcome to Anime Audio Commentary. Today I'll be commenting on Episode 7 of Konosuba Season 2. If you'd like to watch along, then start watching now. Okay, alright, so something's clearly not right here. Not sure I blame Megumin for being mildly distressed at Aqua seemingly being docile and servile, even if she can't properly make tea. You know, one has to wonder, what the hell did Kazuma do? Did he pay off all her debt or something, or does he just have some tremendous leverage over her? Okay, so I guess it has to do with that little incident. I mean, in fairness to Kazuma, like, I'm pretty sure he got out of the tub, you know. He was in the pool, okay? It's cold, it shrinks. Leave the poor guy alone. Although at the same time, you know, I feel like what Megumin wrote and the way Darkness was acting around him, it seemed to me that they were impressed by the size, but Aqua, you know, she gave that classic iconic smirk, so, you know, there's competing information. I don't know what the truth is, because I don't necessarily believe Aqua. I mean, I guess there must be something to it if she's so willing to go along with whatever this is. Man, so, it's interesting that he was so willing to put Megumin through the ringer for all this, but he's seemingly decided on, you know, not giving her the silent treatment per se, but sort of acting in a weird way that just kind of makes her mildly uncomfortable. Yeah, you know, I'm wondering, like, what was his angle here? And why exactly is Aqua going along with it? Especially seeing as how it, I guess, puts her in a position of lower status. Then we have this guy again. I'm wondering why precisely he's showing up. You know, because I feel like he can't exactly show his face in public, you know? I mean, he isn't showing his face per se, but even so. And, you know, I guess there is this, too. You know, even if he could sort of walk around unencumbered, surely Aqua doesn't want him around. Yeah, you know, I'm wondering if, in the light novels, if this guy's sort of like, maybe not an antagonist per se, but sort of like a recurring pest. Because, you know, I guess, he doesn't seem ultimately evil, just kind of a jerk. Yeah, you know, I guess despite all his bluster, he's not totally impervious to whatever it is Ak was doing. I mean, he protests and says it's, you know, like a body of molded earth and all that. Yeah, you know, if anything, I feel like Aqua would be in a bad mood and not be willing to work with Cosma based on something like this. Yeah, you know, I guess that's one thing about this guy. Being a devil, he's very particular about contracts, meaning he will fulfill his end of the bargain. So I guess, if nothing else, you can kind of trust him in that regard. You know what? I do like him, if only because he kind of teases Aqua a little bit. She definitely does deserve it from time to time. You know, that's pretty harsh criticism comparing, like, a peeping Tom to a god just because they all sort of watch over people. I mean, it's, I wouldn't necessarily call it an apt comparison, but there is, an aspect of it that's a little too close for comfort. You know, I could definitely imagine that riling up Aqua. So I'm wondering what happens, you know, how does this guy get out of here? Because, like, surely Aqua can't kill him for good, but I guess, it's not that big a deal, really. Oh, Cosma, don't do it, man. You should never sell the intellectual property rights. Although, this guy is offering seemingly a good deal, you know. Profit sharing in exchange for the rights. Presumably so you can make the lion's share of the profit, but, oh no, I take that back. It was either the profit sharing or the lump sum for the rights. Honestly, I think the profit sharing is the better long-term solution, just because, based on the sums of money he was throwing around, like, there's no way you can get through that monthly stuff in a month. But the lump sum, you know, suppose something bad happens, like the Destroyer or something of that tier, and you have to pay, like, a giant repair bill. You know, seeing as how that's something that happens, unfortunately, frequently to Cosma, it'd probably be better to have a steady stream of income, even if it is significantly less than a lump sum. Now, that said, I'm not sure which option he took. I mean, I guess regardless, he's sort of embraced a sedentary life with no need to adventure. You know, I guess when you get down to it, Aqua doesn't really have much of a leg to stand on. The idea being, you know, you can hire the best adventurers to kill the Demon King. And that meets her goal. And, you know, I guess you could also hire people to, beat up Darkness from time to time. Like, the only person who really loses out here is Megumin, just because, you know, she loses most of her opportunities to go out and blow stuff up. And I guess, to a lesser degree, the idea of money beating the Demon King rankles. I mean, maybe it's not a sense of honor more than it is a sense of pride. Now, I'm not entirely sure that this is, like, a plot, you know. Knowing Cosma, this would be, I feel like, something he would be down for, you know. Adventuring is, risky business, after all. And, you know, I guess that is a good point, you know. My neck still hurts from when I snapped it, so, you know, let me, rest and recuperate a while. I mean, I would think, Aqua having healed him, it would be good as new, but, yeah, interesting, I guess. I mean, my neck is in pretty good working order, and I'm really happy about that. I'm keen to keep it that way. So, you know, I don't really blame Cosmo for being cagey about the whole thing. You know, it's interesting that Megumin brings up this sort of hot spring town. I mean, she has no way of knowing that that's sort of like a cultural thing in Japan. But, boy, isn't it nice for Cosmo. You know, surely he won't get up to any trouble. So they're going to be riding in wagons, and Aqua seems certain that they will get the best seats. That seems unlikely to me, and, you know, if Kazuma's neck really is bugging him, I doubt riding in a bumpy wagon is going to help that much. Man, this demon has Kazuma's number. He knows exactly what he wants out of this whole hot springs business. So I do have to wonder, what is this thing Wiz invented that is so, I guess, violence-provoking? I mean, the demon seems pretty keen to get rid of them. Oh. That's interesting, a little, portable toilet, I suppose. Yeah, you know, when he puts it like that, that it attracts monsters and causes floods, it sounds like a rather dangerous product, even if it does let you answer the call of nature in relative comfort. I guess the idea that Wiz devised this item and then produced so many, like, that speaks to a level of common sense that I would not have associated with her. You know, because, at least up until now, what little we've seen of her, she seemed pretty, you know, level-headed and, I guess for want of a better term, just sort of generally intelligent. You know, at least to like baseline human levels. Oh, poor Yun Yun. She showed up just in time for everybody to have already left. That seems to be a running theme with her, this whole, rival situation. Never really works out in her favor, you know, either things don't happen because she's late or has timed things poorly, or Megumin just cheats and beats her. Now this is an interesting phenomenon with Wiz, that she was fading away, you know, that's not good, that's probably tantamount to death. And, you know, maybe Cosmo should ask before doing that whole life drain thing, but, I feel like you can't get too mad at him if it's an emergency. Alright, here we go. You know, they don't actually have tickets yet. So naturally, I assume their seats are going to be rather poor. Yeah, that checks out. Somebody's gonna have to ride in the back, and I feel like, on the one hand, Cosmo would naturally just draw the short stick here, just because that's how things always go. But at the same time, it would be funny if Aqua drew the short straw and had to lump it in the back. That would be pretty funny, actually, if only because she would throw a tantrum about it. Man, I like how she's sort of changing the rules here to suit her. Or maybe not suit her, but inhibit Kazuma. Ooh. Yeah, Aqua's making a rookie mistake here. She seems to think that rock, paper, scissors is a game of probability. You know, there's some skill that goes into it. Man, you know, something tells me Aqua's just picking scissors every time. You know, it's really no hard thing to beat somebody if they pick the same thing in rock, paper, scissors every time. I wouldn't be surprised. So, you know, I guess I would assume this is an application of Kazuma's luck. You know, he's so lucky that he just happens to win all the time. You know, Aqua's really not ingratiating herself here. You know, maybe if she was really nice, somebody would relent, but, acting like she does, she kind of deserves to ride in the crap seat. You know, that was pretty harsh, but not undeserved, that if he could just trade in Aqua for a special power, he would do so. I could definitely see that. So, I mean, realistically, if you were to sort of weigh up all the pros and cons, Aqua has to have been a net negative considerably by this point, just considering all the debt she accrues. I mean, it might be hard to put a value on resurrecting Kazuma, but even then, that's sort of like skirting the cosmic rules a little bit. You know, I feel like that's not something she can get away with too much. So compared to like the hundreds of thousands or even millions worth of debt she's gotten into, surely that's got to outweigh any positive thing she's done, like turning the undead. Although even then, when it comes to the undead, that's not a wholly positive thing either. I mean, it wasn't adapted in the anime per se, it was sort of alluded to, but that whole business where they first met Wiz, Aqua basically cordoned off a graveyard, so rather than spirits passing on to the afterlife, they just sort of accumulated and started showing up other places. And then there was that whole business in the dungeon recently where she put down a big circle and it was causing monsters to go up into the above ground. And you know, all that aside, it seems nice that the atmosphere for once is just kind of peaceful. You know, I say for once, but it happens every now and again. And you know what? Kazuma's not all bad. He's willing to trade places with Aqua eventually, you know, so that she doesn't have to ride the whole journey out back. Yeah, you know, as it turns out, peace and quiet wouldn't last forever. And it seems like there's a stampede of some kind of critters. You know, it's probably not those, whatever they were called, those lizards. I take it back, it is lizard runners. Okay, never mind, the guy was just speculating. But, one way or the other, you know, it seems like something's headed towards the caravan in short order, and it's probably not going to be a good thing. And what's more, I feel like, it's gonna... Whoa! What is Chomsky doing? That kid is too intelligent, you know, there's something not right about that. He has good taste. But, yeah, I feel like that stampede of animals is going to cause a real problem. Okay. Yeah. Alright, so you know, it turns out the animals are headed towards them because they presumably have something they want. And I think, considering that they're talking about a mineral like adamantite, I'd imagine that that has to be Darkness's new armor. Yeah, this is not good. So, like, I think it's safe to assume that, Darkness is implicitly the target. In a sense, you know, Christmas has come early for her. You know, she can get trampled by monsters and that'll be all sorts of fun. It's interesting that she takes, maybe not offense, but, like, she disputes the fact that her muscles are, you know, toned and hard and all that. That is nothing to be ashamed of. Yeah, you know, Cosma's not being sort of outward about how his party is the problem here, but seeing as how they were paying customers, they shouldn't be expected to protect the caravan. And so doing it sort of, I guess it makes him seem far more heroic than he really is. And I guess that's interesting that, you know, the actual caravan guards are sort of unwilling to let the others help out. Or at least they're sort of begrudgingly allowing it. I mean, they treat it like it's some big heroic thing for Darkness to act as a decoy, but, you know, there's really no acting involved. She wants this to happen. And even if she didn't, it was going to happen regardless. Oh, Darkness. You absolute dork. There's no way anyone can rationalize this other than self-gratification. I mean, this guy's making a credible effort to make her look good, but, like, man, that is a reach. Alright, well that's it for this episode. If you've enjoyed it, then by all means, tune in for the next one. See you, Space Cowboy.